no problem, not.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much.
Hi, Nels. My name is Paul.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you as well. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Friday, yes, sir.
Absolutely, yes. So, of course, Angela wanted me to get on the line. She wants me to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included. She wants me to find the best package for the needs of your business so we can quickly cover your 60-mile service area. So you're kind of the greater Atlanta metro area and beyond then, right, with Marietta?
Yes, sir. I will go 100 miles for do any one of these services. 100 miles, it doesn't matter to me.
Even up to 100. Okay. So.
Even up to 100.
I want to get you the package that's going to cover your entire service area. Make sure that people are calling you, especially for EV chargers and for epoxy floors. That's going to be our main focus. We'll make sure that you're one of the first options that people see. Now, we can also list you for all of the other services that you provide, TV mounting, handyman work, etc. But that's going to be our main focus. The best part about that is you get the calls coming directly to you. Now, you don't have any license or insurance. That's all still in the process, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you need license or insurance?
Only for certain places on Google on the Google listing. You cannot do Google Guarantee or local service ads. Now it's called Google Verified. That's a pay-per-lead service anyway, and it can get a little pricey. You do have to have at least the licensing or at least the insurance, and in some cases licensing. But we're talking about the section just below that. It's the local map. It's the pack that pops up right beneath the very top of the page. It's actually getting more traction than Google Verified. It gets more eyes and more phone calls. 90% of buying decisions go to the companies that are in that local map. You do not need to be either licensed nor insured to be in that local pack section. And it's a flat rate. You're not paying for leads, so it's going to be more affordable for you. Angela wants me to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. Now, she did not attach a website, though, right? There's no website, right?
No, we want to create something, if you don't mind. I'll pay for the creation of it.
Okay. So, obviously, you know a website's powerful. A website's an important conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to call you, especially with the beautiful work that you do, you know, the epoxy floors especially. And you have photos of some of that work, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, I want to include a website for you. Now, normally, this package is going to run over $500 a month, but I'm going to cut it in half. It's going to be $249 a month with a website included, with Facebook paid ads included as well. Now, the other thing that I can do is to waive the $99 setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee. It attaches to the first month, but it is Friday. My supervisor is in a good mood, and, of course, I'm trying to do everything I can to get this position filled today. It's a position that we're looking to find the right company to work with. Angela is one of my best mapping coordinators. Her her suggestions for the businesses are always very successful. Her clients that come on board, they see the highest return on investment, and they end up keeping the service long term, which is great for them, great for you, and also good for us, because that's what we're looking for. It's month to month. There's no contract.
Right.
That means we have to earn your business. We have to get your phone ringing. Because you do offer the epoxy floors as well as EV charging and other services as well, that gives us the opportunity to keep your phone ringing, and every new client or customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services for something else down the road, right? And, of course, they can recommend you to their friends and family. So this is going to be fantastic for you. Now, the best part about it, that reduced rate is actually going to be a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it's never going to go up. It's always going to stay the exact same amount. It won't go up even by a penny, and it's all inclusive. So there's no hidden taxes. Right. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead because it's not a lead-based service. You're not going to get a phone number right. that you have to chase down and fight it out with your competitors. You will simply right. get more phone calls directly to you from someone who actually saw the website. And, of course, when they look at the website and they see that you do what they're looking for, they can see the type and quality of the work that you provide with the beautiful photos. When they call you, they want to hire you. So it's a very high conversion yes. rate. And it's going to be right, that exact right. amount no matter how long you keep the service. No hidden taxes, no hidden fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing, easy to budget for, and the best part about it is the return on your investment. When you're on that first right. page of Google, getting those calls and jobs, I know that's going to be something that's going to benefit you tremendously. So I know that Angela's been speaking with you for quite some time. I think she talked to you originally back in September. You spoke with yeah. one of my colleagues, Nadine. At the time, it just wasn't a good fit for you. I think the timing is right for you now, right, to get that going for you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's AMP Express, right? That's how you want the business branded, and it's kind of one word, capital A-M-P, capital X-P-R-E-S-S. No space between yeah, those, yeah. though, right? That's beautiful.
Right.
What that does, it's not something that people normally see, right? So they look at it,
right.
and they look at it again. It grabs their attention. I think that's beautiful. Now, we are going to build out that website for you, and you have theampexpress@gmail.com, right? That's your email address, right?
Right, right.
So that's fantastic because it's a very close match to the actual business name. We'll be able to put that email right on your website for people to see. Now, I did want to ask you because you're service-based, right? You go to the customer. No one comes to you. So there's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for your business, right?
No.
That's perfect. That's perfect because that's how Google expects it to be. You provide a service, you go to the customer, Google doesn't expect
right.
you to maintain a storefront. They will only list you Marietta, Georgia, not the, and it's 30066, the zip code, right?
Yes, but I do have a workplace that I work out of.
You do, of course. Your customers don't go there, right?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I did see the 1755 Bridgestone Court.
Yes.
Is that an address associated with your website, but not one that customers go to? And you do receive your mail there. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
No.
It's your shop.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Oh, your first name is it N O or K N O W L E S?
N-O-L-L-I-S. Malcolm.
N-O-L-L.
I-S.
I-S. Nolas.
Yes.
And is that your first name or your last name?
My first name.
Your first name is Nolas, and did you say your last name is Malcolm?
Yes, Malcolm, yes.
And is that M-A-L-C-O-M?
C-O-L-M.
Oh, Malcolm with an L. Okay, M-A-L-C-O-L-M. Okay.
C-O-L-M, yes.
Perfect, Nolas. Now, of course, you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, when we create your website, though, it's also going to have a contact form. So potential customers can fill out that form, tell you where they're located, tell you what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you will get
right.
a text message as well as an email. So the email goes right to theampexpress@gmail.com. You also get a text message so you know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And, of course, whether
right.
they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Are you doing any commercial work, or is this solely, oh, you do
commercial
and residential.
And residential.
Commercial and residential. That's better
yes,
because, of course, that's mm-hmm. more opportunities and more jobs for you. And you can handle
right.
even the bigger jobs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. So, like I said, big jobs or small jobs, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just that same
right.
flat rate. Like I said, I was able to reduce that all the way down to $249. That is with
mm-hmm.
the website included. Now, right. Did you have any questions for me before we get that started and set up for your business today?
Well, the only thing I wanted to ask you if I need to pay today, because I would like to pay on Wednesday if that's possible.
So it is a position that we're actively filling. What I can do for the future would be to sync up your payments, give you like an extra week for the next month for this first payment.
Yeah.
But the 249, here's my concern, is we are filling this position, and Angela has been working with you to try and get this position filled for you. Now, what I can do is I can give you an extra week next month, so you'll have like a 5-week first month. That way your payments will sync up and give you a little bit of extra time. But the 249 is available for us to do this today, right?
Well, I can't do it today because I just pay out some bills. I can't do it today. I can do it on Wednesday.
You can do it on Wednesday. Okay. Now, for the payment then on Wednesday, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for
Visa,
you?
Visa card.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, first and last?
Yes.
Any middle initial?
Yes.
What is the middle initial?
G.
G like George, right?
George, yes.
Okay, G. And does it bill at the 1755 Bridgestone Court or a different address?
Same address.
Same address. And that's Marietta 30066. You said that was a Visa card. Now, I can put the card on file. That way we secure the listing for your business. We stop calling through the area. We can get everything started for you on Wednesday. And that way we close out the category and we'll work exclusively with you. So a Visa card should start with a 4. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Well, on 1 second. Okay. 4159.
Mm-hmm.
7700.
Yes, sir.
3837.
Okay.
4731.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/29.
11/2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
458.
458. So I have four.
468.
468. So 468. 468, and November or 11/2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 41/59/77/00/38/37/47/31?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It's because we are a Google Premier partner. It's required of us.
Yes.
It does get recorded, and it does attach to your account, and it is... Oh, I wanted to do one other thing before I do that. That's to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account. It's another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us they're with AMP Express, even if it's you, Mr. Malcolm, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And Nolas, okay, if you get any calls from somebody claiming to be Google, or even if they say Local Splash, they will need to know that information, and they should be able to give it to you basically immediately, both the answer and even the question. If they can't give you that information right away, then you should not speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, then you definitely should not entertain that phone call, because that would not be us. It is, like I said, exactly $249, and that's even in that first month, there's no setup fee. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in? And then what is the answer?
Montego Bay.
Montego Bay. Okay, perfect. And then I do have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then, like I said, I do have that voice verification pulled up, and it does mm-hmm. get recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time for any reason. If you have a question or if you want me to clarify my question, it does read yes. as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Mr. Malcolm, will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in right. order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Amp Express.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Knowledge Malcolm, owner.
And Knowledge, as the owner of Amp Express, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And yes, then for yes. The billing information that you did just provide that Visa card in your name, of course you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Malcolm, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Knowles, it is our job to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And there's a couple of reasons that we request this. First of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for Amp Express, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, consistent.
Right.
Yes. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that content is accurate. And Mr. Malcolm, that's okay. Fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being that flat rate, with the setup fee waived, the cost of the service reduced, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. And absolutely, the $249 is not at all available today, right?
No,
or it is.
No,
it is not. Okay.
It will be Wednesday. Okay.
Wednesday. Let me look at the calendar for Wednesday's date because I need to read it in. Wednesday is the 10th. Yep. Wednesday is the 10th. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm going to waive altogether, will be charged on Wednesday, December 10th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Notice that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, and again, that means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $249, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is a fixed flat rate. It is month to month. There is no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. Now, you can actually pause the service as well, whether you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. Now, all that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact your client support agent at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Now, of course, with any form of marketing, we do want you to give it a chance. It is going to get going as quickly as possible. Now, in fact, once we get things officially set up on Wednesday the 10th, we're going to get you through to a client interview technician. We usually do the client interviews first day, second day, or third day after our clients sign up. So if we get it done on the 10th, that's absolutely going to expedite the process, get the ball rolling. Within 5 to 7 business days, your dashboard is up and active. Your tracking and your reporting system is active because that's when all of the directory submissions are completed and there's something for us to track. They do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads as well as your website. My experience, it's usually 7 to 10 days. And your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed, so you'll have that up and active in that first couple of weeks. Now, days 45 through 60, that's when the listings really are firing on all cylinders, for your entire service area, showing up for all of your services, and whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we are continuing to provide reporting, updates, making new posts, and of course, customer support. Now, we do want you to give it the opportunity. Like I said, it really is designed to get you the return on investment in that first month, the second month, the third month, or even better. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. But like I said, all that you need to do is answer the phone when it rings. If you need to pause the service because you have too much work or for any reason you need to prevent the charge for the following month, we do just want you to contact our client support team. Now, you do need to speak with a live agent. You can leave a message, you can email us, we'll contact you back. We just want to make sure that we're speaking with you because you are the sole business owner. Now, you do, in fact, understand and agree to these cancellation and recurring terms, right? It is month to month. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So now let me pull up your calendar for the follow-up call. So we do, like I said, we try to do our client interviews same day. So if we're going out, there's actually space available today, but you can't, but we're doing this on Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be wide open. 10 o'clock is the first one. That's the first, and then as late as, 5:30. And almost, it looks like just about every half hour. We schedule by the half hour, but the call takes about 40 minutes or so, so it's a one-hour call, but you can start it at any time. 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, did you want something mid-morning or maybe towards the end of the day?
Something towards the end of the day.
towards the end of the day. So
yes.
Starting at 4 o'clock, there's 4, 4:30, 5, 5:30, 6, or even 6:30.
5:30.
So we'll schedule it for 5:30. The call itself should get to you right at 5:30 or within a few minutes of 5:30. And then if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello to you, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to your client interview technician. I will try to keep my phone line open, but I may already be on a phone call, in which case they will call you on their own, and they will take very good care of you. Now,
yes.
It won't be until we actually process that payment, and although your client interview is not scheduled until 5:30, we can process that payment as early as like 10 o'clock, right, on Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay. So at 10 o'clock, once that payment is processed, you're going to receive your welcome email. Your welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do. Your welcome email is actually going to have your login credentials for your tracking and your reporting system. Now, you will get that email on Wednesday, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you our client support information, and I can also give you your login credentials.
Okay, yes. Let me grab a pen here.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the toll free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Now, okay. Mr. Malcolm, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case, of course, they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said, on Wednesday morning, receive that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You'll find on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions, and you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. It'll make perfect sense when you see it in front of you. We just want you to click a few boxes, one that you allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you authorize or you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are recurring. Once you click all three of those boxes, you're going to want to click the longer box that says type in your name here. You can type in or copy and paste your name and then hit confirm signature. Now, that's going to let us know that you know that it's a flat rate. It lets us also make sure that, you know, to do the initial NAPW audit, to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step of the process. You'll receive a third email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not need to be everything on there, so don't worry about sending us the licensing and insurance. That's okay. It doesn't have to be everything.
Yes, sir.
But any photos of tools or equipment, a photo of your work vehicle, if you have a business card, take a photo of that. I know there's really no physical workplace since you work out of the truck, out from home. Just, you know, where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work, that's fine for that one. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything. But anything you send our way will help us expedite the process of kind of reassuring Google that you are, in fact, an actual real business providing these services in the local area. Now, like I said, your client dashboard, your tracking system won't actually be active maybe until a week from today. So even after we do your client interview, we have to get everything set up and started. And when it is officially active, you'll receive by text and email notification that you'll have the access. 24/7 access from that point on. The reports update throughout the day, so almost real time. Now, your username has already been set in our system, and you cannot change your username. But we've made it very easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account. It's your phone number. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So that makes your username simply 404-539-593. There you go. Whew, getting late in the day. My eyes are getting a little blurry. So your username is your phone number. You know it better than I do. 404-539-3336. And then it looks like your default password.
Can I say something?
Sure, of course.
Yes, the business number. Do you have the business number? Because you're talking on my personal phone number.
Let me ask you that. So the number that you want promoted for your business, that's a different number. What is the best number for your business?
Hold on one second. Hello?
I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got the wrong phone. I'm sorry. I have the wrong phone. Okay. Anyhow, Wednesday, can I give you the number on Wednesday? Because I don't
you can do that. That's yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can give that updated phone number to our client interview. I will put that in the notes right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're all set and squared away. Like I said, your username, your personal phone number, unless you want us to change it to your business number, you can tell us that too. Obviously, we can't update that now until we have that actual phone number, but right now it is set for your personal number.
Okay.
404-539-3336. If you want us to change that to your business number, we can do that too. Right now, your default password is MyPhotos, MyPhotos, all lowercase, no space. You can change your default password as often as you like.
MyPhotos?
MyPhotos, yeah. And in fact, that reminds me, the support at localsplash.com, that's the only email address you'll ever need. You can send anything and everything there, including photos for your website. Now, our technician will give you photos at localsplash.com. That's the actual email address for the photos department. But if it makes it easier for you, you can send everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I am excited to get this going for you. Like I said, we will process that payment around 10 o'clock on the 10th, and then your follow-up call, your client interview is scheduled for, we went with 5:30, and you do already, or should have already, that email invitation sent out to you. At 4:30, you'll receive an automated email reminding you that follow-up call is scheduled at 5:30 on Wednesday.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Malcolm, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I absolutely hope that I am available when our technician calls you on Wednesday. I definitely would want to say a quick hello to you. But you have a wonderful day, and you have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend also. Thank you.
I certainly will. Thank you, Mr. Malcolm. Been a real pleasure speaking with you. We'll call you back on Wednesday to get your client interview done. You have a great day, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.